Let's talk about trust. Is trust being one big question in our society and just in general? I feel that our trust in life, our trust that things are working out, has been lost somewhere along the way, and we have to find our way back to this trust. I see four different trusts. One is the trust in ourselves. The second is trust with other people. The third is trust in God, universe, whatever you want to call it. And the fourth is the ancient trust. There is not so much talked about. The ancient trust is the trust that it's in your bones, that it's in your DNA. That it's on your cellular level, that you have trust that you are in the right place at the right time, and whatever is happening is the right thing to happen at the moment. The ancient trust that it's so deep inside of you that you are not conscious about it. It's just an inner drive, an inner trust that every person has, but we are not aware of it. And sometimes this trust is gone missing because something in our life happens where this ancient trust, this trust in life, is being broken. When we say that we cannot trust anymore, and it goes to every direction. We can trust ourselves, we can trust other people, we can trust our situation, we can trust in life that everything is happening in the way that it's supposed to happen, and we can trust in God, in universe. We don't even remember to trust, to have faith. We forget who we are, we forget to trust in our essence. We forget to trust in our instincts, our intuition, our gut feelings. We forget that we are being guided. We forget that something is there who is guiding us every step on the way. We forget that the universe is there for us to support us, that is holding us. There is always there for us, that the Creator is there. It's always available for you, always protecting you, always guiding you, is always doing the things for you. But when we forget who we are and why we are here, it's very easy to forget to trust, because we start thinking that everything is happening to us, not for us. Our trust in life has been gone because something along the way has been broken. Something happened in our life, maybe in childhood, maybe when we were a baby, that caused us to not to trust. Maybe we were mistreated by our parents or our caregivers or somebody else in our environment that caused to don't trust in people, because we associate people with hurting us. We lose trust because of some past experiences that could happen in childhood, in adulthood, in past relationships, with our parents, with our friends, with our teachers, and we don't have the ability to trust. And because we don't know ourselves enough to know who we are in our core, we didn't build up the strength, the inner power to trust in our abilities, in our skills, in our natural gifts, in our knowledge, our wisdom, our feelings. We easily let just things to happen to us. We don't have the trust to carry on with things. Don't have the trust to say to ourselves, I got this, I can do this. we just go on with life, not trusting in ourselves, in other people, in God, and we lose connection to ourselves, to other people, to the source, to God, to the universe. And this is what is leading to being lost, being lonely, being with low self-esteem, because we don't trust that things are working out exactly how they're supposed to work out, that we are part of a divine plan. Our life has the divine plan itself. The universe has a plan for us that could be much, much bigger than we can ever imagine. And when things happen that we think it's bad, we label them as bad. Actually, protection. It's a redirection to another path that you're supposed to be on. It's not a punishment. It's a gift. You are being given what you're supposed to have. That is the best for your journey, for your learning, for your growing process. But you have to see it as a gift. You have to see it as an opportunity to learn and grow and evolve from it. You have to trust that everything is working out perfectly for you. That the plan is being created for you. You have to trust in yourself that you have all the capabilities, all the skills, all the knowledge, all the wisdom that you ever need. You don't need any guidance from any other people or anything else outside of you. Everything is inside of you already. You know everything. You just have to tune into yourself. You have to stay in silence. You have to stay still. You have to be with yourself, be with your heart, be with your gut, so you can feel, you can hear what's actually going on. What are your next steps? You just have to stay with yourself. You just have to trust in yourself that you can do it. Whatever you are dreaming about, you can do it. It's not there to stay as a dream. It's there to make it a reality. The world is waiting for you. The people are waiting for you to finally step into who you really are. To trust that you are on the right path. To trust that you are being guided to make the steps. To trust that God's plan is working for you, not against you. You have to trust in life. How can you live every day without trust? Without knowing 100%, knowing in your cells that everything is working out perfectly for you. That every step you take, it's divinely guided. You have to trust that the direction that you are taking, it's the right direction. You have to trust that the path that you are on, it's the right path. And when the direction is taking a turn, it's because God is redirecting you. It's giving you an opportunity to grow, to be the best version of yourself through your experiences. To take advantage of the experiences that you have, to see everything as an opportunity, and to create your ultimate reality that you were always meant to have. That is not just a dream, it is what meant for you. But you have to trust. You have to trust in yourself, in people, that the people are there to teach you. The people are there to grow with you. The people are there to support you, to nourish each other, to help each other grow. You have to trust in the universe that it's making its magic. The universe is working wonders for you. The universe is bringing you gifts, The universe is making things happen in a way that you would never imagine. You have to trust that you were born on this planet with a soul mission that you need to carry out. That your soul mission is waiting for you to arrive, finally see yourself as an opportunity, to see yourself as a gift, as a divinely guided human being who is on this planet to create magic, to be in your full essence, in your full potential, in your full power, to activate yourself, to align with your higher self, and make things happen. Make your dreams a reality. Create what you want. Create what you dream about. Because if you can dream it, you can do it. It's in your power to make things happen. But you have to trust, my friend. You have to trust in yourself, in your ideas, in your feelings, in your guides, your spirit guides, the universe, God, whoever you believe in. You have to trust in life, because you were given this life to create something beautiful out of it. Life is not meant to be suffering. Life is not meant to be going to a 9-to-5 job every single day and forgetting who you really are, forgetting your purpose, forgetting what you're passionate about. Life is about living in joy, in peace, surrounded by love and light. But you have to trust. Because you got this life for a reason. You got this life with a purpose. And you know it deep down in your soul that you are here on a mission. So don't forget who you really are. Don't forget what is your mission. You are here on this planet for a reason. So trust that the reason is unfolding by every single day, by every little step, beautifully and perfectly for you.